moment as we prepare to receive testimony from Secretary Yellen for the first time in her role as Treasury's Secretary to acknowledge the historic nature of her appointment, starting with Alexander Hamilton in September of 1789. The Department of the Treasury has exclusively been led by men until now. Over 231 years later, Secretary Yellen became the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. She's also the first person to serve as Treasury Secretary after serving as head of both the Federal Reserve and the White House Council on Economic Advisors. Secretary Yellen, we applaud you, and our committee looks forward to continuing to work closely with you. Secretary Yellen, I would also like to thank you for your work negotiating an increase in the special drawing rights of $650 billion at the G7, as I have previously called for. This increase will help vulnerable countries to fight the pandemic and boost the United States and global economy. Chair Powell, I would like to thank you for following my recommendation on bank capital requirements and ending the temporary exemptions to the supplemental leverage ratio for big banks. We need to ensure the stability of our financial system during this continuing crisis. And strong capital requirements are the cornerstone of appropriate prudential bank regulation. While we're on the right path with the passage of the American Rescue Plan and the Biden administration's strong leadership, we still have a long road ahead of us.
AMC.
Millions of people are still out of work, and threats to the economy remain. We must ensure that there is indeed a sustained and equitable recovery.
We don't really need to listen to her. Let's wait for Powell to get on. Like, they just, I don't know, have their speech writers and say whatever they need. They're always just pandering for votes. I just want to know what Powell's going to say about interest rates and inflation. That's the important thing. But I'm just, typically when Powell talks, he really pumps things up. I'm hoping that this was a bunch of big money hunting for stop losses and then creating their own position. I'm just trying to ride off of some of this big money bet. Let's see how it goes. It's a small little play. I bet about $500. It's not going to make me or break me. Just something to give the people what they want, you know? Speaking of which, where's the AMC level 2? So here's the L2 on AMC. $39,000 buyers. I don't know if you guys can see this that well. 39,000 buyers on AMC at 11. Let's hope that that wall holds pretty strong. All right, what's this dude saying?
We see our central bank's balance sheet grow to levels unseen in human history. Pre-COVID, we experienced a roaring economy spurred by appropriate regulation, lower taxes, and innovative solutions. Instead of building on these gains, my Democrat colleagues are approaching this crisis like they did in 2009, doing it all over again, rehashing old, failed policies that will not build lasting growth and lasting prosperity. This is much different. It's a much different country now and a much different economy now. And we should remain forward-thinking and seek bipartisan solutions to really address the needs of our economy. Now, I am grateful for the opportunity to be with you here today under the guise of CARES oversight. CARES.
This guy's boring too. Doesn't do it for me. He's not a tractor man. You could tell that. Oh, of course, right when I buy calls, the market takes a 75-cent hit. But it's not going to matter. There's just going to be weird volatility like this. And like, it's all going to be hanging on what Powell says and what Yellen says. So let's see. Hard rejection, though. Let's see how this all plays out. I switch it to the minute just because, as we're seeing, the volume is really picking up. So let's see how this all plays out. All right, let me answer some of these super chats. Is this guy talking? This guy's still talking? just some of these people, the gall, you know, to think that they could just be on camera and talk endlessly and people care. Who would do such a thing?
Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, March 23, 2021. I hope everyone is having a great Tuesday. GameStop's earning call is today. Make sure to tune in. I believe that's 5 Eastern? I don't know, actually, but, man, I just remember, I'm gonna be at work during that time. my work is so frustrating. It's a love-hate relationship, but today, and probably most of the days this week, I'm gonna have to be in the office physically because I cannot rely on others to help me because they're assholes. But anyways, I hope everybody is having a good day. I think I already said that, you know, I was having a pretty good day until I just realized I was on my way to work. So there you have it. Hopefully it won't be too bad. Maybe I'll stop by and grab some Chick-fil-A or some Arby's to get me through the day. You know how us silverbacks like to roll. Diamond on my hands, silver on my back. Diamond on my hands, silver on my back. Ooh. It's my new song. Silver on my hands, diamonds in my back. Silver on my hands, diamonds in my back. Diamonds in my back. Oh wait, diamonds in my hands, diamonds in my pants. Silver on my back, silver on my back. Diamonds on my hands, diamonds on my hands. Silver on my back, silver on my back. Bitch, I'm not gonna sell. When the stocks go up. Diamonds on my hands. Silver on my back. That's my new song, I guess. What else is going on today? Oh, this guy, she got a Juice WRLD sticker on her car. Pobrecita. Silver on my hands. No. Diamonds on my hands, silver on my back. Diamonds on my hand, silver on my back. Wanna read them stocks. Wow. Sorry, guys. I know I'm doing a podcast and I'm over here freestyling, creating the next big hit. You know, maybe if I get a little bit of money back, I will get a producer to produce that song. Let me know if you would like that in the comments, whether you're listening to this on YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, my website, whatever. Just let me know what you, if you like that song as like a trap song, you know, 2021 trap song. I'm not sure what all the kids are listening to these days, but I think I got the melody down. Silver on my hands, diamonds. Wait, no. Yeah, diamonds on my hand, silver on my back. When I hold them stocks, when I hold them stocks, diamonds in my hands, silver on my back. Diamonds on my hand, silver on my back. When I hold them stocks, when I hold them stocks, and then the background is like But anyways, yeah, that's it. What do we have to talk about? GameStop, will it go to the moon? I think there's a lot of doubters out there. And, you know, and I think about it, and I look at the news, I'm like, okay, well, you know, if I would see what the news is saying about GameStop, and I, if I knew, you know, what the news was saying, if I was seeing that and I didn't know what is really going on, what the numbers are saying, then I would insinuate that whoever's investing in GameStop is retarded, retarded gorillas, and they're going to lose all their bananas. You know, and I guess we'll see. We are a bunch of dumb gorillas, so you know, you can't really blame us for trying. But AMC is not looking good. But that's not the unicorn. That was, you know, I don't know. Seems to be an easier one to get into. There's maybe more shares, and it's cheaper. But yeah, when's this gamma squeeze? When's this infinite squeeze gonna come from GameStop? Is it gonna come? Are the bank, you know, is this gonna come down to a lawsuit? Or are just, you know, all the gorillas gonna get screwed of all their bananas from, you know, all the snakes? I guess we'll see. We'll find out. Oh god, I don't wanna be at this place today. But it's much nicer. It was looking dreadful. But you know, honestly, I hate going into the office when it's nice. You know, like I like going into the office when it's ugly and it's dim outside, so it can match what I'm feeling when I'm working in my cubicle. And right now it's a beautiful day, you know, I hate that contrast when I'm just looking out that window outside my cubicle and it's just, you know, a beautiful day, blue skies, you know, puffy white clouds with low inversion, you know, no gray, nasty smog in the air. Right now that's what it is, because it snowed all morning or rained all morning, and now it's just like shining beautifully. The sun is out, it's just blue skies, and a little just white clouds. Oh shit, I just, as I was saying that, I looked left to the, I guess that'd be northern Utah, maybe above the lake up above there, or maybe like around the Great Salt Lake, and it's just gray, and I figure that's from, I don't know, but, yeah, that's what maybe I was seeing earlier. Probably went north, but yeah, now it's so nice, and I know I'm gonna hate it when I'm inside my cubicle, looking out the window, and I'm like, man, I hate this job, hearing all the toxicity around me, all the banter, all the, inside, you know, their little games or whatever, but whatever. The other thing, I got effed over in my Yeah, so last night my Android phone just stopped working. Not everything, just certain apps like Webull, Robinhood, Podbean, certain apps. So I was like, what the hell's going on? I backed up my, I hopefully backed up all my pictures and data and stuff. But I was kind of doing it in a hurry, so I don't know if I did it right. And after I did that, I, had to reset my phone because nothing would work. Like, a bunch of these apps wouldn't work. And what was weird was, like, my financial apps wouldn't work. Fidelity, Webull. And it would just open and then it would just close, you know. And I checked updates and whatnot. Nothing worked. And today everything's working, but I had to reset everything. You know, I did a podcast yesterday and I didn't post it. I got busy at work and ended up that I lost it just because I had to reset my phone. So it is what it is, I guess. But yeah, let's hope that that was just a charade. You know, I was just let's hope that it wasn't. You know, I hope it's not like some sort of a scheme to try like F over people who have invested in these stocks, you know, because this is going to be a global event never seen in the history of human beings. Maybe. I don't, that's just why I hear it, you know. Don't take financial advice from me. I'm not a financial advisor. Just a gorilla. And get your bananas. You guys have a wonderful day. I love you.